We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting on the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Talk to the Mishnah. Haziz Atefach Yeshech Hazaka. We have here a neighbor. There's a guy with a house, and next door neighbor, the guy has a chotzer, and I have beams sticking out of my roof into the chotzer of the friend. So if it's a tefach, it's sticking into the chotzer, a tefach, yesh le chazaka, because people are makbid, that you shouldn't have a ziz sticking out into the property, a tefach. V'yachol limchais, and it goes together. It is a chazaka, and I can stop you from doing that. Pachos metefach, ain't le chazaka, v'yachol limchais. Less than a tefach, no chazaka, because sometimes people are not makbid, so you can say, that's why I wasn't meicha. V'ain't yachol limchais, and it can't be meicha. Now you have to know what that means. It can't be meicha. Who can't be meicha? We'll see in the Gemara. But akaponim, what it means is, ziz atefach, the guy can say, I don't want that here. But if it's less than a tefach, there's no chazaka, because he can say, it didn't bother me. And we'll see if you can stop him from making that ziz, that beam sticking to my chazaka. We'll see in the Gemara. And we'll see the reason for the Isra as well. So to the Gemara. Omar of Asi, Omar of Mani, Rav Asi of Shem Rav Mani, and some say, Omar of Omar of Yaakov, Omar of Rav Mani. Some say it was Rav Yaakov, Shem Rav Mani. Hichzib atefach, let's say it was 3 years. You had it 3 years. So it's a chazaka. So if you're machzik with tefach, hichzik with alad, then you're machzik with four tefachim. Frek the Gemara, my ka'amar. That makes no sense. If I allowed you for a tefach, now you can make four tefachim? I don't know what you're talking about. My ka'amar. So the Gemara, my ba'i, hoch ka'amar. Hichzik roichav tefach. If what your beam you had here for 3 years was wider tefach, and it went out four tefachim. So the halacha is that you are machzik for a makom choshev ready, then hichzik v'roichav arba. Then you could even put in a 4x4. Once I allowed you the makom choshev of 4 tefachim, you're allowed to put out a ziz that's 4x4. That's the chiddush of this memra. That once I allow you 4 tefachim out, I could do 4 tefachim with or either or so. But the response speaks out that if it was only 3 tefachim out, then you don't write more than the tefach. You're only maxing masha hechzik. But if I allowed you 4 tefachim, so see, I'm at makbid on a makam chashuv, and every time it's makam chashuv, it's considered 4x4, and therefore we put out 4x4. The response is also another thing. Let's say it was 1 tefach by 10 tefachim. I don't write to 10x10, only I write 10x4. Again, anytime he allowed me to do a makam chashuv, I could place a makam chashuv there, which would be a 4x4, at least 4x4. Once I allow at least 4 tefachim out, I could do 4 with as well. Now it's said in the Mishnah, Pachos betefach ein lechazaka v'yachol limchos. So from this part of the Mishnah, we're going to figure out the reason, because we'll see what it means. So first of all, Pachos betefach ein lechazaka means there is no chazaka. V'ein yachol limchos means we don't know. Amar Rav Huna, lo yishanu el ha'bal ha'gag v'bal ha'chotzer. What it means is the bal ha'gag can't be meicha on the bal ha'chotzer if I'm hanging things on the ziz. That means the bal ha'gag put this beam less than a tefach into the chatzar. Now all of a sudden the chatzar is hanging up his bags on this thing. So the Baal Gag says, hey, it's my beam. The chatzar says, hey, it's my property. So there you can't be meicha. He has full right to do it. Like the Rashbam explains that he says, what do you want? It's not, I'm not going to cause you any hezekri by using your hook, and it's over my property, and I can really cut it off if I want. I can cut it off if I want. So therefore, according to this man, he could meicha, really, I cut it off if I want, so I still could use it. Aval balachotze balagag yochel limchos. But the balachotze could tell balagag, hezachayin, even less than a tefach, I don't want any beams in my chotze. Rav Yehuda, we'll see what the beam machlekes in a second. Rav Yehuda Eimer, afilu balachotze balagag en yochel limchos. Even the balachotze cannot stop the balagag from putting in a beam less than a tefach. Can't stop him. Any yochel limchos. So what's the machlekes? So now if I have a beam sticking into the chotze, I'm going to use it. If I use it, I'm going to end up looking into the guy's field. If I look at or the guy's courtyard. If I look in the guy's courtyard, it's Hezekriah. It's Mirah's Machlekes over here. Lema, but Hezekriah Kamiflegi, the Marasov of Shmei Hezek, and therefore the Baal Chotzek has stopped the Baal Agag from placing his beam less than a tefach into my Chotzek. Because ear space is not bothering me. It's just less than a tefach. It's less than 4 inches sticking. But what I worry about, you can use it for a hook, and that's over my courtyard. You're going to see me. Well, my sovar lois v'yazik, and therefore you can't stop me. So maybe that's the machlokes. And we know Hezekri is a big tumult. Hezekri is a big tumult, and that's what it is. So tomorrow, loy, the kuliyama shmei hezek. Everyone agrees that it's shmei hezek. It's called a hezek. Everyone agrees. that it's called a hezek and looking into the courtyard where your problems. What's the shayla over here? Vashani hacha, here the Baal HaGag says, what do you want? I'm putting in a small little hook there. Domle l'tashmish lechazi. L'tashmish lechazi. It's not worth, you can't do much with it. So what's it worth for? L'may chazi, l'may midi, I can hang a bag on it. I'll turn around my head and hang something on it. I'll turn my head around and hang something on the hook without looking. So what do you want? The idach, the other man, the says, only zimun the beast is someone's going to be scared and going to have to look, and therefore you're always going to look. You know why? Why doesn't a person look? Because he's scared, and the court has a ganav if he's looking. But if he's scared, he says, "No, I'm looking. I don't want to fall off the roof." So here, since you're scared, so you're gonna end up looking, and therefore the Baal Chotzer can stop the Baal Gag putting something less than a tefach. So we have a machlokes over here. Could the Yochel Limchais, that definitely a Yochel Limchais, means the Baal Gag can't stop the Baal Chotzer from hanging something on it. But could the Baal Chotzer stop the Baal Gag from making this beam? One man demon says yes, because he might look. The other man says no, he'll hang it on backwards. Now, what was bothering me was, so why more than a tefach is a pasul it's also? Why don't you have a same like is there? Let the guy tie now. I'm not going to look. There's no hezagria. So Tosfos on Daf Tes Aleph speaks about this. And Tosfos says, if you look at Tosfos Maschla Ad, on Tes Aleph, it will start from the second narrow line from the wide lines in Tosfos, the Maschla Ad. It says, the time of the tefach yachalit lois dvarim gedoyle ma'machbidim ala kaisel. First of all, the Baal HaGag can stop the Baal HaChotzer from using such a thing if he has permission to do it. Why? Because it could pull down the kaisel if you hang something heavy, because it's a big beam, and also water could spill on it. So, if it's a big beam, so first of all, possible shot to answer the Hezekiah question is, if it's a big beam, I could do much more stamshes there, so probably I'm looking in the courtyard, because it's a much bigger beam, I have much more things I could do there. Number two is, that you might put water there, and the water might spill on the guy in the chatzah's head. It might spill on his head or in his chatzah. And therefore, you have a reason. Once a bigger beam, it's a more useful beam, you can mark it more. First of all, it's more hezekria. And second of all, something might happen to his property. Ad kan, the sugi over here is this. And the bottom line is, that is this tefach and more, you could be meicha, stop him for sure. And there's a chazakah. Less is not a chazakah, because that was a makbit. And there's a machlaikis if I could stop you from making that ziz. Zok the mishtavait. Which means I own here. We have a townhouse there. Two people with one courtyard. We both own the courtyard, and we each have a house. Could I make a new window in my house looking over the courtyard? Why not? It's my courtyard also. Chiddush is no, because the shutvah stick courtyard. You can't open up a window in your house over even a shutvah stick courtyard. You cannot do that. Why not? Because you're making it now easier to see your friend when he's in the courtyard. So you're not allowed to open new windows. Another halacha. Let's say you own a townhouse over here in front of this courtyard. You bought a townhouse next door. And the wall is bordering this courtyard. Can I make it out of a door to this courtyard? It's my courtyard, half my courtyard. Can I make a new door here? No, you cannot make a door. What? It's a different din. One's a chaloin, one's a hezekriya. The door is out. What's the problem with the door? The door is closed. It's not a problem. Hezekriya. The door is the problem. Is you're being meisiv diurim in the chater. He says, you know, now you're opening another house with a new door here. You're gonna rent it out. Whatever you're gonna do, you're bringing more people into this courtyard. I don't want more people in the courtyard. And you have a tanya like that. Bono aliyah guy base. So you want to put another floor on top of your house. You shouldn't make a separate door, separate entrance. Don't open it to Chaz HaShutim. What do you mean? I have a Shutvah here? No, but you're making more people come here. You can't have more people living here. Elam, right? So if you want to make an apartment, either you attach another room to your house, and Ubayna Aliyah Gavi Base, or you make a second floor on top of your house, and the door is through your house. And the Gemara is going to ask, but you're still adding diurim. I don't care if I'm making the door through my house, but on my side, I've added another structure, and I have more people living here. What do you do about that? Why is that different? The Gemara will talk about that. But I kind of Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, really, two dinim. One din is about opening windows, and one din is about opening doors. And the Gemara will handle both of them separately. The first nidin is the shaila opening a window. So Frank Demar Apostle Kash, first of all. My iri l'chotza shutvim, vos epis, that we say the iser is by chotza shutvim, I feel chotza chaver nami loy. You know, even if, let's say your house is bordering your friend's chotza, I want to open a window there. I also can't do it. Why dafka saying you can't open a window in chotza shutvim? It's a big chiddush. Zog the Gemara, and the Gemara, loy me baye kama, loy me baye chotza chaver iri loy, it's pasha you can't, aval chotza shutvim, by chotza domlai, soif, I can buy it's doing me now. Yeah, anyway, you have to be careful of me. You know I live here. So, Hab Kabay Stuminai Bechatzer, Kamash Vallah, and Amalei, he says to him, Ada Idna Bechatzer, Havabina Stuminach. Till now, while I was in the Chatzer, so I had to be careful from you when I saw you in the Chatzer. Now you have a window, even when you're in the house, you have to be careful. Hashta, Philo Abayis, Naibina Stuminach. Now, even when you're in the house, I have to be careful. Till now, if I saw you were in the Chatzer, I did what I want. You came out, I stopped. But now, even in your house, you're probably snooping out at me. So that's what I want in Chaloyim. And therefore, even in Chatzah Shotvim, you can't make a window there.
So an extra window will also be awesome?
An extra window will also be awesome because that makes more areas where you could go see from. And even though I look at that window, you're not there, but you might be at the other window. So therefore, even an extra window will be a problem. And the Abbasid Rashbam has a different shot in this Gemara. And Bataisa doesn't like it, but I'll just say it over. The Rashbam has another side that shot is like this. That now that you have a window, even when I'm in my house, you can see now, because the window is across from my window, but the Rishbam, the Tais doesn't like this pshat, because the Gemara says, now I'll make a window, can I get a window? So we'll leave that alone. So the pshat is like this, that he says, that told me that while you were in the chatz, I was careful. But now, even when you're in the house, I'm going to have to be careful, and if I don't let you put up a window. A story where a guy opened up a window to the chatz ha-shotvim, came from Rabbi Yosi, Omaloi, Hechzakta b'ni Hechzakta. If he wasn't Meicha that day, it's a Chazaka one day. He holds, this is Shittas Rabbi Shmuel, which we had before, in the beginning of Cheskabatim, that he holds that La'alter is a Chazaka. Oh, but Meisah that came in front of Abolaf Ne'er Rabbi Chia, Omar, he said, no, you got the Pesachta, you got the Vesasum. Just like you opened it, you got to close it. Like the Rashbam says, the last Rashbam on the page, Le'hava Chazaka Atzal Hashanah. There's no Chazaka until 3 years. No chazaka until 3 years. That's the Rashbam learns machlekes over here. We pass like this. Mandiyama. They need 3 years for chazaka. One day is not a chazaka. The Ramuki Yosef brings down from the Rif that it could be by such a case where there's hezekiah, you never get a chazaka. That's the Rif says. The Ramuki Yosef in the Rif. He says like this. When we lo shal Rav Chia im hichzik hay gavra shnei chazaka lo. He didn't ask him how many years you were there. It sounds like hevi raya harif the hezek ria the chaloyin ain lechazaka loyelam. You never have a chazaka. As long as it has a degree, you never have a chazaka. That's what he wants to learn. I'm Rav Nachman. The list time la'alter have a chazaka. The Kuli Alma, if I have a window, and it's there for 5 years, and then one day, the neighbor puts up a wall, closing my window up. The halacha is, that's la'alter have a chazaka. Because you should have been meicha. The reason why you were meicha is you knew that this thing that you did was not really yours, that you opened the window, and you knew you were wrong, and that's why you allowed it. Because if you were in the right, you'd be meicha that day. Here, everyone agrees, la'alta hava chazaka. Why? A person is not allowed his window to be closed in front of him and he's quiet. There's no such thing. He's never quiet. The Mishnah said, lokach ba'ayis b'chotza acheres, lo'y l'chotza shutim. So he said that if you have a house, a townhouse, and you want to, and then you part of the chotza, and then next door you have another house bordering, I cannot open a new door into the chotza, because I'm being meisif diurim into the chotzer, and what's the problem with that? There's two pshatim really. Where Spam here is mashma, there's no tznias. It's like more people around, less tznias. Or it's dumb. There's more dritzis regular in my chotzer. I don't want that. My time, because you're bringing more people here. Now, because that's two pshatim, either because of the problem with tznias, or because the problem with dritzis regular. The problem is, name is safe. It says in the safe, so what do you do? Build another extension, or you put a second floor in your house. And as long as you make a door through your front door, it's fine. But you're bringing more people here. And for the Gemara, Rav Huna says, you're right. You're not allowed to make an addition to the house. But what he did was, he did a shtick. He cut his house in half, his existing house in half, and made two apartments. Or he took the floor and made it a hefsek in the middle and made it two floors. And here, you're allowed to do that. Ah, you'd be much to do room. I'm not bringing much to do room in my house. I have a house. I'm not building anything new. That's no Isser that Mala have five kids because I'm bringing more people in. There's no Isser like that. Your own house, let bring whatever you want into it. You can't add onto your house without permission. But in the same house, I can split it into two. So here, you split it into two, and that's what you did. Aftoy is a lotion of a yetzia, which is again, next parak, we'll talk about yetzia. It means a low structure. See, Aliyah means making it into a low structure by making two floors out of one floor. That's what he did. He took the existing structure and mechalik into two. That's what our Mishnah is talking about when it says that's mutter, because here, the taki, you weren't mice of anything. You just left the same house intact.